We are now about to begin Siman Tov Reish Ayin Gimel. The first sif is quite long. We'll be doing the first half of it. Kol hashmanim v'apsilis ksherim l'ner Chanukah, v'yaf al pi shein hashmanim nimshachim achar apsila, v'en ha'ur nitla behem yafa b'osim apsilis. The halacha is that for Ner Shabbos, for any light that you have burning on Shabbos, it's not allowed to be made of certain oils or certain wicks. Because of a chashash, it's not going to burn well, and you're going to end up being mechal Shabbos to fix it. Nevertheless, for Ner Chanukah, it is mutter to use even those shmanim and psilos. Why is that? Since we pass in kof se'ina zakukla, which means that the mitzvah is the hadlaka. If at the time of the hadlaka it burned, the fact that it went out later is irrelevant, so you're allowed to light with any of the oils that you're not allowed to on Shabbos. Says the Ramana, Hagah, Umi u shemen zayis mitzvah min amuvchar. The mitzvah min amuvchar is with shemen zayis. And a psila, says the Mishnah Berurah, that you should use cotton or chutei pishtan. There are a few halachas the Mishnah Berurah brings down here. First of all, if you have basar b'cholav, whether it's a butter or schmaltz of basar b'cholav that were cooked together, that's also b'hanon. You couldn't use them for Ner Chanukah either. It's even usur l'chatchil b'mevadal and b'shisha mamanas to use them. The extra ner that you're putting to be the mahadrim and amahadrim should resemble the first ner. They should not be different. Whereas if everybody in the house is lighting, everyone can light using a different kind of ner. Mishnah Berurah leaves as a tzarech in what the din is shemen ha-gozel. What happens? Now the halacha is that on Shabbos, if you used one of those shmanim or psilos that you're not allowed to, the halacha is then it would be also to be mishtamesh b'ner, even though we'll learn later that there may be some heterim that wouldn't be on Shabbos, and also the shamish could not be made of the shmanim apsilis that you can't be madlik by Shabbos because the shamish is made to be nene. And finally, if you find an achbar, if you find a mouse in the Ner Chanukah, it is nifsal. You're not allowed to use it because of mius. What happens if you don't have shemen zayis? The Rama says that lechatchila you should use shemen zayis. Use anything else that burns well. And the Mishnah Berurah said that the minig is to use candles because they burn very well. However, in Sharetzion he brings the Maral Prague, who says that you must use dafka shemen, and you're not yotze with shaiva. And he says that the minig is not like the Maral. Further. Vafilu b'leil Shabbos shebetoch yimei Chanukah muter lahadik b'ner Chanukah hashmanim v'apsilos shos lahadik b'ner Shabbos. Even though it's Shabbos, you're allowed to light your Ner Chanukah that way, and that's it. And remember, the Ner Chanukah you're not allowed to have an off from. Hagol imeina nosen rak b'ner rak kedei shir mitzvaso. If you're putting more than the shir, then that's also on Shabbos, since the halacha is that you're allowed to be nene from it afterwards. Because there is mutalish tamish. Now we go back to the Mechaber, who's continuing the sentence that he started, and he said that even though it's Lel Shabbos, you're allowed to use shmanim apsilis that are also to light near Shabbos in. What's the reason? Lefisha also lishtamish b'ner Chanukah, because there's an isser of using the ner Chanukah, bein b'Shabbos bein b'chol. Since there's an isser, so we have nothing to be afraid of. Vafilu livdok mosolim nosam liora osser. You're not allowed to use it, even something simple like counting your money. Vafilu tashmishal kedusha, kagon lilmod liora osser. You're not even allowed to use the Ner Chanukah alone for the sake of learning. Vyesh misha matur betashmishal mitzvah. But there's a day that it's mutter betashmishal mitzvah. Shal kedusha, excuse me. V'nogin lav, yeah. That for kedusha, there it would be mutter. Now, why is it that there's an isur shimush in Ner Chanukah? So Rashi brings down the reason that it should be nikur, it was lit l'shem mitzvah for Ner Chanukah. The Ran says that they made it, they gave it the halachas of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And if they gave it that, then really everyone should come. Like everybody should then you're never allowed to be nena from it at all whatsoever, because they gave it a din kedusha as if it was the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, since that's where the nes happened. Now later, where it says that you're not allowed to be nena even for to count mos, there the Gemara says the reason is bizui mitzvah. So there's a whole shalom that we've shown him exactly how to learn up the two different inyanim. The first daya that we have here holds that it's aser v'afilu tashmish al kedusha lilma liora aser, that it's even aser to learn by it. The Taz even says that even derech arai is going to be aser, according to this daya. V'yesh misha mater v'tashmish shal kedusha. There are those that are mater in tashmish shal kedusha. What is that to learn by it? And there's a machlokas that according to the Taz, he were only mater derech arai, whereas everybody else says no. And the Mishnah Berurah comes out that Lamaisa, you could be makel even derech keva, according to this Lashon, as long as you're not doing it in a way that it's a bizui mitzvah. Like with Mos, your mamish holding it up to the light itself, that's a bizui mitzvah. But simply learning in a room where there happens to be a Ner Chanukah burning, according to this, one could be makel and be somach on the Yesh Mishamateh.